Good morning, this is Joel and Liv with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Max Chandler Mather, Greens Federal MP for Griffith, has called both the Labor and Liberal Party out for the current state of the housing system. In a Facebook post made after Peter Dutton's recent house purchase, Max flamed major party politicians for supporting current housing tax legislation that personally benefits them. He stated that by opposing the Greens' affordable housing initiatives, Labor is also opposing the majority of Australians who seek meaningful action on the housing crisis.
In national news, the upper house in southern Australia has voted down proposed amendments to the state's abortion laws. The legislation change would have seen mothers lose the right to abort after 28 weeks of pregnancy, but the notion was overturned in a conscientious vote. Liberal member Dennis Hood explained that he viewed the proposed amendments as more compassionate towards mother and child and voiced his disregard for the idea that someone could decide in good mind against having a baby at a later part of their pregnancy.
Areas set for deforestation by government-contracted loggers in New South Wales have underestimated the number of endangered sugar gliders. Surveys by community conservationists have documented 10 times the number of glider den trees that are home to over 800 gliders spotted in the area. This is 3 times the number found by the Forestry Corporation of New South Wales in their mandated pre-logging survey. Glider populations are reported to be rapidly declining along the east coast where they were once a very common species. It is estimated that over half of the total population has been wiped out due to deforestation. Despite regulators being informed of these sightings, the loggings will continue as planned.
Sydney's Star Casino has been fined $15 million and their license will remain suspended after a series of compliance failures. The New South Wales Independence Casino Commission says that it has imposed a range of conditions and will reassess the Star's suitability to regain its casino license. The two inquiries identified serious misconduct and multiple failures of compliance. In the public interest, the Commission stopped short of revoking the casino's license, saying there's no coming back from a stripped license.
In international news, Mayor of Nadabea, Amid Kahil, has been killed by Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. This marks the most significant hit on a Lebanese state building since Israel expanded its offensive in the past few months. Najib Mikati, Lebanon's caretaker prime minister, accused Israel of intentionally targeting a meeting to discuss relief efforts. The strike killed 16 people and left 52 others injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed the calls for ceasefire in Lebanon as it would leave Hezbollah operating near the border. This claim is a response to the increase of pressure from the US over Israel's military conduct in criticism of the recent bombings in Beirut.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy. It's 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.